What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now it's time for three good things.
One, two, three.
Tell me something good.
One of my earliest standout memories was July 4th, 1976, the bicentennial, America turning 200. This week, she'll be 249. That's right, 250 is next year. I've got a few July 4th tidbits for you. First of all, the Declaration of Independence was written on a laptop. No, really. Obviously not what we consider a laptop, but Thomas Jefferson drafted it on a writing desk that could fit over his lap. And back then, they actually called it a laptop. On July 4th, 1776, only two men signed the Declaration, Charles Thompson and, of course, John Hancock. I'm pretty sure it's not the one who works for KMOX. The other 54 delegates signed it over the next month. Some believe Independence Day should be celebrated on July 2nd. That's when the delegates voted to break away from England. John Adams actually thought it would be the day. Here's what he wrote at the time, as read by someone from the American Battlefield Trust.
I am apt to believe that it will be celebrated by succeeding generations as the great anniversary festival. It ought to be commemorated as a day of deliverance by solemn acts of devotion to God Almighty. It ought to be solemnized with pomp and parade, with shoes, games, sports, guns, bells, bonfires, and illuminations, from one end of this continent to the other, from this time forward, forevermore.
You got to admit, Adams pretty much nailed it. We do exactly what he said we should do. Horseshoes, sports, games, bonfires, guns, especially if you live in St. Louis, and illuminations, fireworks. By the way, John Adams died on July 4th, 1826, America's 50th birthday. On his deathbed, he proclaimed, "Thomas Jefferson survives." Well, for five more hours. In a stunning coincidence, Jefferson also died on the same day. And 5 years later, our fifth president, James Monroe, also died on July 4th. Now, about those fireworks, the Chinese are generally given credit for inventing them about 1,000 years ago. What they actually invented was gunpowder, the explosive ingredient in fireworks. More from the Science Channel.
It's said that in a famous battle, the Chinese emperor illuminated the sky with it, scaring away the enemy. During the Renaissance, the Europeans invented the type of fireworks we know today. Modern pyrotechnicians use computers to ignite fireworks from a safe distance and to synchronize their bursts with music.
You know, like this. Another fun American tidbit, that is the Washington Post March, written in 1889 by John Philip Sousa. The newspaper asked him to compose something for an essay contest award ceremony, and it was first played on June 15, 1889, before a huge crowd outside the Smithsonian. Believe it or not, it became an international hit. It was the standard tune to accompany a dance called the two-step, not the one people do in country and western bars. But back to the pyrotechnics. It's a word that means both a fireworks display and the science behind it. Fireworks explode into specific shapes by arranging stars within an aerial shell. They form patterns, and when they explode, the pattern expands outward. The colors come from chemical compounds. For example, sodium produces yellow fireworks. Here's NPR with some other ones.
Strontium, which used to be used in TV screens, gives us red. Calcium, the stuff in our bones, has greens, yellows, and reds that combine to a strong orange. Barium, the stuff you swallow so you can x-ray your GI tract, gives us green. They used to use a great chemical for blue, but they decided it wasn't a good idea to fill the air with arsenic. So now they go with copper instead.
Good call on that one. So there's a little science and history behind our country's birthday. But we can't forget the food, hot dogs specifically. German immigrants brought Frankfurters to America in the 1800s, but how did they get their name, and why are they so associated with July 4th? As one story goes, a cartoonist saw a vendor selling the sausages on Coney Island and they looked like the long, thin canine known as a dachshund. But he couldn't spell dachshund, so he called them hot dogs. Around the same time, a Polish immigrant named Nathan Handwerker created a company that would make hot dogs world famous. In fact, he called his company Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs. On Friday, Americans will eat about 150 million of them. One man will eat 75 in 10 minutes.
The champion of the world, Joey Chestnut!
That's right. After a sponsorship conflict last year, the greatest eater in the world, Joey Chestnut, will be back at Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. John Adams couldn't see that one coming, but it's been a July 4th tradition for more than a century now, just like horseshoes and bonfires and fireworks. And that's three good things.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.